Considering how long mountain bikes have been around, something like 40 plus years, and how popular they've gotten, no one should be surprised to learn that mountain bike racing is a school sport, and it is a growing one at that. Northern California has had a scholastic league for nearly 20 years. Oregon is a more recent participant with the formation of the Oregon Interscholastic Cycling League just a couple of years ago. Let's learn more about the sport and the players. Casey Botts and Rebecca Beery are the coaches of Rogue Composite, a team for middle and high school mountain bike racers in the Rogue Valley. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks for having us.
And welcome, Casey.
Thank you.
So this is still relatively new, as we were talking about. Oregon's league has only existed for 2 years now?
Yeah, that's right. The Oregon Interscholastic Cycling League was formed in 2018 for its inaugural season. The league director came from the NorCal League, which is widely successful in Northern California, and they moved to Portland and had the opportunity to start a league in Oregon, and here we are.
So talk about your own backgrounds and what pushed you in the direction of school racing, Rebecca.
I'm just a local mountain biker who showed up to a meeting that Casey was hosting, and he said, I need a coach, and I said, that's me, I'm in. I love racing my bike, I love riding my bike, and so I had the time and availability, so it worked out great.
So Casey, it sounds like you're the spark behind the creation of Rogue Composite in the first place.
I was in the right place at the right time. I had moved here from Marin County in Northern California. It was kind of the hotbed for high school racing. I have two daughters, and when I moved here, one thing I noticed was how much access and how great the trails were, but there was no organization in youth racing. So it was already in the back of my mind, and having two daughters, I wanted to at least have the opportunity to have a league for them if and when they got to that point. So when I found out the league was forming, I jumped at the opportunity to get it going down here in Ashland.
So you said you wanted to get an operation ready for when your daughters are they're not racing age yet?
No, but I knew that by jumping in and starting out, that I would start to build that community and kind of that culture of mountain biking and mountain bike racing. I know what it can bring to a kid and what it's brought to me over my life. So to be able to share that with my daughters, part of that was creating a culture of kids riding bikes.
So we're talking kids in sixth grade through high school seniors, is that right?
Yes.
And so how many kids altogether, Rebecca, and from where in the Rogue Valley? Rogue Composite is a composite of high school teams or high school and middle school teams?
Exactly. You can either be affiliated with a particular school or you can have a composite team. And if you have a composite team, it has to have composite in the name. So thus, Rogue Composite. Our riders are from Central Point, Medford, Ashland area, and we have 31 riders on our register this year.
And they're boys and girls, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, and how does the 31 compare to previous years?
Well, last year being our first year, we actually had the biggest team in Oregon, which kind of goes to show the need for a program down here. We had about 25 to 27 last year, so we have an increase this year of four or five riders, and part of that is because we capped our team at 30. We have one extra because you need a certain number of coaches mm-hmm. to hold practices and effectively manage risk. So we got those 30 kids with zero advertising, all word of mouth, but I'm sure in the future we'll grow that number. And the league is more than doubled this year overall to about 250 total kids throughout Oregon.
All right, so fast growth in the first 2 years of this Oregon Interscholastic League.
Yes, and that was kind of anticipated. Every state that's added a program seems to double every year for the first 3 or 4 years.
We are talking about mountain bike racing for school kids ages, or grades rather, 6 through 12 with Casey Botts and Rebecca Beery, the coaches of Rogue Composite, a team for middle and high school bike racers in the Rogue Valley. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, welcome here on the program at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The Vultures? Now, there's a fun name.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
The Rogue Composite Vultures?
Yeah, so that kind of, it started out coming from Chris Herbst, a local business owner, and he owns Flow Factory Northwest, and they did our jersey and hat design, and he threw out the idea for the Vulture, and we kind of took it and ran with it. The Vulture kind of embodies the last animal standing at the end of the day. You know, if it's 100 degrees out and, you know, you've been working hard, what are you going to see? You're going to see vultures. So we want to be the vultures, not the not the animal on the ground tired and out of breath.
Right. After all the other animals have dropped, the vulture is the one still standing in the tree just waiting.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a survivor. We focus on building grit, and you know, we let our kids know that the environment we practice in, which is oftentimes way hotter than the rest of Oregon, is going to prepare us adequately for the races in the fall.
So give us some sense of how meets are conducted when you get together with other schools. I mean, are we talking, do you have dual meets? Do you have invitationals? Is it a series of races of different lengths? Is it one big race? Is it like cross country then, or more like track, Rebecca Beery?
I would say it's cross country. We have four races on the calendar this year, and the course is the same for all the riders. It just varies by number of laps that the riders have to complete based on if they're in sixth, seventh, or, you know, JV, varsity. Mm-hmm. So it's really great. There's really specific parameters for the courses and their setup. They're really well run and constructed. And what's neat is it's just all the high school and middle school students. So it's all just designed for them.
So do you have a mass start for these races? I've wondered as I think about the narrowness of some of the mountain biking trails. So this could be some interesting strategy once you get in the woods.
Yeah, the starts are separated by gender and grade. So you'll have your sixth grade boys all start together, you know, eighth grade girls. So they have their own specific start and opportunity to be out on the course.
Yeah, and there's certain course parameters when they're doing venue surveys to see where they're hosting their races that need to have a certain amount of fire road included, not just single track, and that gives areas to pass safely. So it is a mass start, but it generally flows really well.
What kinds of distances then are we talking about for the longest races and for the shortest races?
So the laps are normally 4 to 6 miles with 400 to 600 feet of elevation gain, and the number of laps is where the difficulty comes in. So everyone's riding the same course, which is normally rated a green course or a beginner course. The goal is to have the most novice riders be able to complete it. So starting from the sixth grade category, they'll run one lap. Seventh graders run two. And then it increases as you go up towards varsity, which I think might run 4 or 5 laps.
Four.
And that ends up being, you know, 20 miles and 2,000 feet of climbing, which is a pretty big ride.
Wow. Okay. So you have to be physically fit, certainly, to get them out. What kind of conditioning do you do, Rebecca Beery? What kind of ways do you get the kids ready for the sport other than learning how to handle their bikes and get some strategy?
We kind of break our calendar up in July. We work specifically on the skills that we learned from our NICA training. So how to handle your bike, braking, cornering. Then in August.
Okay, we haven't mentioned NICA yet. That's the National Interscholastic Cycling Association.
Yes. Okay. Both Casey and I and a couple of our other coaches have gone through a training weekend where we learn about specific skills and how to conduct our team. So in July, we focus on introducing those skills and practicing them. In August, we focus on fitness and increasing the amount of time they're on their bike. And in September, we focus on specific race skills, so how to prepare for the racing.
How logistically difficult is it to get the kids together? I mean, they're not that spread that far. I mean, you got Central Point to Ashland, it sounds like, so far. But that's still, you're trying to collect kids from different towns, and they have different distances to travel just to get to where they're going to practice with you.
Last season, most of our practices were in Ashland. This year, we are lucky enough to be able to host a race at Prescott Park in Medford. So we're splitting our practices between Medford and Ashland, which is really nice.
And part of our goal as a team is to create community. And so we're helping the parents contact each other and make these networks. So carpools and people stepping up to help out, that's a big part of what we're doing. It takes a lot of the pressure off of us to do those logistical things.
Because you don't have the buses and stuff because you're not affiliated with a particular school, right?
Right, yes. So parents are transporting their own kids and, you know, people are giving each other rides and connecting, and that face-to-face connection is really kind of where you see the growth in the community and the program.
We are talking about mountain bike racing as a school sport with the coaches of Rogue Composite, Casey Botts and Rebecca Beery. You can join the conversation on the exchange or make some suggestions about how the sport should be conducted. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. So how many other teams in Oregon, and do you face them in the events you have coming up this fall?
Yeah, so last year there were 12 teams. This year there's three new teams for a total of 15, and they're spread all the way up to Portland and east. I think Bend might be the furthest east. The closest to us is Klamath Falls and Roseburg. That's pretty much
so
it.
Are there Oregon Interscholastic Cycling League standings, league champions, stuff like that?
Yeah, so there's a four-race series that starts September 8th, and each of those races, you'll get a certain amount of points. If you make all four races, you get 25 bonus points, and at the end of the year, they tabulate that for an overall series champion.
You got some interesting places to race here. I look at last year's calendar, but I noticed you had Newport and Mount Hood on last year's September calendar. Is it a similar thing this year?
Yeah, and both those races are coming back. We'll have two new venues, one being Prescott Park and one in Dayton, Oregon, just east of Salem. So it's really a full tour of what Oregon has to offer, which is a really diverse area to mountain bike.
So I noticed a bunch of pictures of on Facebook at your page there of winners of events. It seems like the Rogue Composite riders have done pretty well in their first season.
They did excellent. We had a great team of riders and racers, and they have the structure of the race is they do a lap, and then you get a bonus lap if they get their time before the cutoff. And our riders did amazing.
So let's talk about the equipment here. I mean, is this going to probably be an expensive sport like team skiing? Is it? I mean, they have to provide their own bikes, don't they?
Yeah. So there's a league fee, which is pretty much equivalent to any sort of club sport. It really doesn't matter what kind of bike you have. There's a couple rules. You can't have road bars, drop bars. You can't have a single speed. But besides that, we can work with any bikes, and we don't want that to be a barrier. We have a lot of organizations in town, South State Cycling and some of the local bike shops that are supportive in helping us find bikes for kids who might need them. There's also scholarships available for riders and coaches who want to participate but might not have the funds. So the whole goal of the Oregon League and NICA is to get more kids on bikes. And while it is expensive, we have ways to do it that take the cost out of the equation.
But it sounds like the bike is not necessarily the most critical part. I mean, if you're talking about pretty much anything that that doesn't have drop bars and has a couple of gears is acceptable.
So I always say that it's like 20% bike, 80% rider. Uh-huh. So if you're in shape and fit and you have a great attitude and you show up to practice every day and work hard at this level, you're going to do great no matter what kind of bike you're on.
So talk about the pivot then, in your case, Rebecca, from being a cyclist yourself to coaching kids and trying to motivate them and get the best performance out of them. What was that like?
I was really nervous at first, I have to say, the first season. Just however, the training that we go through is really, I think, comprehensive. And the philosophy, everything is laid out for you really nicely. So it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. I like that it encourages kids to just kind of you do you. We don't have to bench any of the kids. There's more opportunity for them to participate in other sports and take the pressure off of like mandatory attendance. I think that nice layout and the parameters and the support we get from the leaders of the Oregon League are just made it a lot easier.
So nobody gets benched, so everybody races. Everybody races all the time.
Anybody that wants to race on the team gets to race. So we don't have to say, oh, you missed such and such a practices, you don't get to race. It's you get to come when you can to practice, race when and if you want to.
Yeah, and one interesting thing about NICA that kind of sets it apart from other sports is that fact that you You don't have to race if you don't want to. There's kind of two pathways. There's performance and experience, and we cater to both. There's some people who just want to get out there and enjoy the wilderness on their bikes and not have the pressure of racing, and there's a place for them too. So it's a really unique sport in that regard, because at the end of the day, when you're mountain biking, you just want to go out and have a good time. It doesn't always have to be competitive. So we set up our practices to cater to both those performance and experience students.
How challenging are the trails for this group of students doing this? I mean, you obviously don't want kids falling off their bike and cracking their heads. I imagine they all have to have health insurance to be able to participate. But let's talk about the challenging nature of the trails themselves. I mean, are they kept in certain limits, certain parameters to make sure that they're not, you know, too difficult?
A lot of our training starts with risk management and going over, you know, what we expect. We have a 1-6 or a 2-8 rider rate to coach ratio. So if we don't have enough coaches on a particular day, then we're going to be doing skills and drills on grass fields and things of that nature. It hasn't been an issue this year. We've had a lot of turnout from coaches, but our whole goal is to progress the kids from the basics to the trails, and that the Ashland trails can be a little more difficult. We don't really have that great green beginner trails, but there's some groups working hard to bring those to town to make more of a progressive experience. But we found that with our system and our practices, we've been able to get our kids to the level they need to be to ride safely and within their limits.
What kind of insurance issues do you have? Waivers, anything like that, that kids and parents have to sign?
So that's the great thing about NICA, is we pretty much just plug into their framework. NICA has all the insurance and liability things taken care of, and that leaves us, the coaches, to be able to focus on just the riding aspect, as long as our paperwork's up to date with NICA.
Okay, so some paperwork, but NICA handles the bulk of the real efforts there. So you can actually focus on the sport itself of
Definitely.
Mountain biking. Is there a vision for mountain biking down the road in Oregon? I mean, how big it will grow, whether OSAA might get involved, things like that?
I think an overall vision for the Ashland area is just an increase in awareness that mountain biking is becoming mainstream. That will lead to more infrastructure for mountain bikes. A couple of projects the local advocacy groups are working on are a bike skills park and a pump track in the town of Ashland, as well as more trails to offer different recreation experiences for different types of user groups. So I think just understanding what can come out of mountain biking, the self-confidence, the grit and the resiliency you can develop in a kid at a young age by presenting challenges and having them overcome them on a bike in our backyard. I think that's kind of what we're going for.
Just about 20 seconds left to talk about the Rogue Composite. What's the next event? Is there a chance for people to come out and cheer the team on?
The race at Prescott Park is
October 20th.
Yeah.
October 20th. Okay. So yeah. Good local race, October 20th. And what day of the week is that? Do we know?
It's a Sunday.
Sunday. Okay.
If you'd like to volunteer, please reach out to us. We always love course marshals and people out helping out.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to talk to you both. Rebecca Beery and Casey Botts, coaches of the Rogue Composite mountain biking team, one of the earlier teams in Oregon in its second season now under the Oregon Interscholastic Cycling League, which is sanctioned by NICA, the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Best of luck on the trails.